Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm your host, Jesse Steele. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, and we've got a couple of stories here today. And then we'd like to play the first part of Amy Smith's interview with Inyo Sheriff candidate Eric Pritchard about his hopes and dreams for the campaign and if he is elected in sheriff as sheriff in June. So I would like to point out for anybody listening to this, if you are running for office or you know someone who is, get them in touch with me because we would like to get everybody a voice. This is a platform for everyone to have a chance to get their say out there and what they think. Unbiased, the questions will be given beforehand, so you have plenty of time to reflect on what you want to say. The whole gimmick of the show, and it's called Just a Minute with Amy Smith, is that you get 1 minute to answer. So there's no rambling on, there's not a bunch of stuff that's hard to follow. You get to the point, it's concise, and it gives us, the viewer and the voter, the chance to really meet these people and see, hey, who are we going to vote for? So if any of you, like I said, are running or know someone who is, get them in touch with me. They can reach out to me at info@easternsierranow.com, where we will set up a schedule and get out there and shoot this interview. Because I think this one turned out great. And you guys will hear the first 5 minutes today, and I'll play the next tomorrow. But let's get to the news real quick here so we can get that done. So I'll just start here real quick with there's a cardio boot camp with Coach Ashley McLaughlin. Cardio boot camp begins Saturday, April 9th at 8:30 a.m. and will run for 8 weeks. She's only taken 10 participants for this boot camp, so if you're interested, you need to get to her now. Her PO classes will resume Monday, April 11th, 6 p.m. at the City Auditorium. You have to sign up online ahead of time to join the class. She is offering monthly and weekly nutrition coaching where you get access to healthy recipes, meal plans, and more. So to find out more about that, you can write us at info@easternsierranow, or you can go to the article at Eastern Sierra Now where Ashley has all of her stuff listed. You can find her on all the social medias too as well. She's out and about. She does a good job. Lord knows I could use some cardio. I get winded just talking to you guys. That's probably not good. So, a quick little sports update here. The Bishop Broncos baseball and softball team have some adjustments to their calendar for the rest of the year, to their schedule. So, I've posted it at Eastern Sierra Now. You can find it there on the main page or on the local sports page. And there's just a couple of games that got switched around and moved to other places. So, if you're a Bronco fan and you're planning on seeing these games, well, this is where you need to check it out. Also, if you go to KIBS, which is 100.7, I believe, 100.5, 100.7, I don't recall, KIBS, you know what I'm talking about, country station, they actually air live all of the baseball games for Broncos away and home. So if you want to listen to the games but you're not going to make it, just tune into KIBS. They'll play it for you, and they're good guys over there, and they do a really good job of that. So, you know, just give them a quick shout out. Head over to KIBS and listen to the Bishop Bronco games. All right, we got an updated snow report because if you didn't know, it was raining and snowing the last couple of days here. If you didn't know that, we got other stuff to talk about. So in the meantime, let's just go with this. Looks like they got 7 to 8 inches of new pow-pow. Sweet. Looks like there's 14 lifts open, 153 trails, 7 to 8 inches, like I said. The snowfall for the season's been 223 through 298, and the base depth right now is 58 to 98. And with a storm total of 7 to 8 inches, conditions are soft, smooth, and great mountain-wide. Fun powder turns are here, and we're stoked on the stellar spring conditions. The entire mountain is open for skiing and snowboarding until Canyon Lodge and Eagle Lodge close for the season on 4/17. We plan to be open daily until Memorial Day, so get up here and get in on all 3,500 acres of fun. We should get some more snow, man. I like those times when Mammoth is open into July. That's pretty great for everybody. Everybody's making money. Everybody's, you know, getting their turns in. It's kind of a bummer that it's been the way it is. My dad and I were just noticing the new snow in the mountains from last night, but the mountains are still very sharp, you know what I mean? And when there's a lot of snow up there, they look fluffy and round. Well, they're still very, very sharp. So that means there is not a lot of snow in the mountains. So that's not looking good for summer. So let's get out there and do our snow dances and just make this happen, okay? I know that's probably got to be a thing, right? There was a Mammoth Lakes Housing Board meeting set for the 4th, and that is canceled. So, you know, if you're planning on attending that or watching it on Zoom, it has been canceled. The next one will be in May. And the last little bit of news here is, I'm still a little confused on this. I never found the answer I meant to, and I didn't, but I think our assemblyman's name is Jim Patterson. Because of the redistricting, we got kind of moved over there, which is the Fresno side of things. So I'll need to reach out to this. I better talk to somebody official and find out. Anyway, legislation introduced by Assemblyman Jim Patterson that would create a new state grant to fund outreach, prevention, and awareness of the fentanyl crisis was approved unanimously in the Assembly Health Committee Tuesday afternoon. AB 2365 would fund 6 pilot projects throughout the state focused on reducing fentanyl overdose and use. Local government agencies, i.e. education, law enforcement, public health, etc., would apply for grant funds to increase awareness and education about the dangers of fentanyl. Over the last 2 years, Fresno County's law enforcement and education leaders collaborated to fund billboard campaigns, run PSAs at local movie theaters, radio ads, TikTok videos, and work collaboratively with mental health professionals sharing the very real dangers of fentanyl. These pilot projects can include, but are not limited to, awareness campaigns such as billboards and commercials, educating students and other young people as well as their parents, and offering additional mental health resources to survivors or fentanyl overdose before they leave the hospital. AB 2365 moves to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. Awful drug. Known far too many people that have died from that. That's this is really good. Thank you, Patterson, for putting that out there. And let's really, just as a country, we need to start getting away from this crap because, you know, so much. But let's just focus one at a time. Start with that one. That's perfectly fine. Get rid of it because there's too many people out there that are just completely destroyed by drugs, the opioid crisis. My God. I mean, where do you even start on that? Let's not go down that rabbit hole. But it's awful. Let's just put it that way. You know what I'd really like to talk about for a second here? Perez Quality Tire. You've heard of them. You know you have. They're everywhere. They're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I believe 7 days a week. And their number is 760-872-3322. The directions for, or the address for Bishop is 1280 North Main Street, Suite C. And that's in Bishop. So basically, it's out by the grocery outlet. In Big Pine, it is where the Horton Brothers Automotive Shop used to be, which is basically almost across the street from the high school and then north a little bit. But you'll see it. It's huge right there. There's big painted signs that say Perez Tire. They do such a good job. Every time I've ever had an issue, like if I had a flat, I'll roll in there, and as long as nobody's there, because if somebody's there, you have to wait. But if there's nobody there, tire's off the Jeep, it's completely fixed and patched and put back on less than 10 minutes. I mean, they are so fast. They absolutely kick butt and know how to sell tires. They've got the best prices. You know, when I first got my Jeep, my Jeep's name is Flat Tire Fanny, by the way, because when I got it, it had the Goodyear Wranglers on it that came with the Jeep. Well, those are basically paper mache. Which I find weird that they call them Wranglers, and the Jeep is supposed to be known, the Jeep Wrangler is known as like the ultimate four-wheel drive vehicle, and yet the Wrangler tire is awful. So I got 3 flat tires in 1 month. Each of them was a different tire, and it was from something like driving down a road that had rocks on it. Oh, and the best was the last time that it went. A rabbit suicide bombed me, hit my tire, and it popped the tire driving down 395. I was like, that's enough, I'm done. So I put on the spare, I drove directly to Perez Tire. I talked to Ivan there, and he said, yeah, let me hook you up. So they got me a 10 ply tire. I don't remember the brand at this point, but it wasn't even all that bad. You know, I think I spent $800 total to get 5 tires on the Jeep because of the spare, and boom, we're done. I mean, they are fantastic. I could not say enough about the guys at Perez Quality Tire. They're so wonderful. And I'm not just saying that because they're my advertiser. They are wonderful. You need to get out there and check them out today. So that being said, let's head over to the first half of the interview from Just a Minute with Amy Smith, where Amy talks to current sheriff and sheriff candidate Eric Pritchard about what he would like to accomplish if elected sheriff for 2022.
First off, Sheriff Pritchard, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming
on
the
show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, Sheriff Pritchard, why have you decided to run for Inyo County Sheriff?
Well, I decided to run because I've worked with this agency for over almost 23 years now, and I've started at the bottom as a correctional officer at, you know, from the beginning, promoted through the ranks, and I've learned every facet of the department, and it just seemed a natural progression in my career. And more importantly, I'm doing it for the men and women that I work alongside, because I've hired a majority of them. I had my hands in hiring them, and I've watched them grow throughout their careers, not only professionally, but personally. I've watched them build families, and they're like family to me. So I feel a responsibility to run for sheriff for the men and women I work with and for the community. I grew up here, my wife grew up here, and I've raised my family here. And I'm fully invested in the community and the department.
What do you feel is our community's biggest challenge, and how would you address that challenge if elected?
Well, our community faces several big challenges. One of them is being our remoteness and lack of services, not only to the community, but to our youth. There's not a lot of youth programs out there. And, you know, being a parent and a volunteer for youth sports, I see the need for community members to help with our youth and contribute more so that, you know, we can foster those young people in our community so that they could better serve us as young adults. The other thing is too, you know, as sheriff, that's more as a community member how I would solve that, not as sheriff. But as sheriff, I could continue to be involved in our youth through educational programs, going to the schools, educating them about substance abuse, things like that, crime, educating them on the sheriff's department and what we do to serve the community. And those are some of the things I would do as sheriff.
Thank you. How necessary do you feel community development is? And do you feel that Main Street and Inyo County as a whole is healthy and successful?
Well, community development is crucial, not only for the health of everyone, but also for the health of our youth. We can all drive down Main Street and see the empty buildings, see the businesses that are now gone. You know, Ben Franklin's, you can't go to a craft store, you can't go to a clothing store. There are all those services that are gone. And also, you know, a healthy Main Street also brings in, you know, more business, and it also attracts people to move to our area. Right now, it's not that attractive because people see that the services aren't here that they're accustomed to. And, you know, those services aren't only important for our population as a whole, but for our youth. You know, youth services are important, and I think we lack that in our community.
Sounds like some really interesting plans there. And Amy, great job on hosting and producing that program. We will have part two of that interview for you tomorrow on the podcast here. So, hey, if you're just watching this on Facebook, listening to it on Facebook or on the website, head over to Spotify, head over to Google Pods, head over any podcatcher. Just look up Eastern Sierra Now, and all you got to do is subscribe to it, and you're never going to miss one, because you know you want to know what the rest about what Eric says there, as well as everybody else that is interested or running for office. Hit me up, info@easternsierranow.com. Seriously, I would love to give you a platform to get your stuff out there. And then you're going to get, I think the last I checked, our average was 40,000 views a month on Eastern Sierra Now. So that's 40,000 views of people seeing you, what you think, what you want to make change for this community and do in your time in office if you get there. You know you want that. Our social media, 115,000 views a month. So you're not going to do better. You know, head over here, check it out, and it's completely free. I am giving you a free platform to put your stuff out there. We are selling commercials for candidates. If you are interested, you can reach out to me again, info@easternsierranow.com, and that's going to get you some other things besides just a spot on this show. But the show alone is going to get you a lot. So please, if you know somebody or you are that somebody, reach out to me. Let's make this happen. Okay, I'm going to call it for the day. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.